He breathed on them. We think of the Holy Spirit in great and majesty ways, of course, because of His divine person. We heard in the very first reading how the Holy Spirit comes as a mighty wind, as tongues of fire, to celebrate then the birth of the church, that they're sent forth, just sort of like our graduates today, as they will celebrate, it'll be with great gusto. There will be those who will just come up and give great big hugs. There will be those who will just come up and say, you know what, I want a fist bump. Yeah! There will be those who will say, you know what, let's do the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Woo! Like that. I mean, in that whole part, there's a celebration. There will be those whose probably grandparents will come up and just pluck their cheeks so happy. Because there's a great symbol in this whole part that, you know what? What you're achieving is something remarkable. And there's many more remarkable things to come. But the thing is to celebrate this very part, just like we do with the church, with the mighty wind, with the tongues of fire of the Holy Spirit. But understand in the grandness of this, there's still the very fact that Jesus simply breathed on them. Makes me think of when I was a little kid and I would get an ouchie and I'd run up either to my mom or my dad. And it wasn't with great gusto, it wasn't with fanfare or anything like that. But they would just simply kneel down right where the ouchie was, maybe on my arm, I may have skinned it up, and just simply breathe on it. Simply put a breath. And it's not that their breath was magical, but there was something about it that just brought us a sense of healing, a sense of restoring. To where, you know what, the next time I had my ouchie, I went running right to my mom or to my dad to have them breathe on it again. Because there's something powerful about a breath. And even more powerful about the breath of Christ, His Holy Spirit. Because my brothers and sisters, as we celebrate this Pentecost, this day of the birthday of the church, the Holy Spirit coming down upon it in tongues of fire with great gusto of mighty winds. It's also been among the church in just a very gentle breath. But we see it in both ways. The gusto comes at like our baptism. When our graduates were first baptized, the Holy Spirit came down and sanctified those waters, just like He did for all of us. The Holy Spirit then also brought great gusto in the Holy Eucharist, changing ordinary bread and wine, transubstantiating it into the body and blood of Christ. It's with great fanfare, it's with great gusto that the Holy Spirit enters into this very church. When we enter into the confessional, it's the Holy Spirit that comes and heals our souls of those mortal sins. Those times when we have turned our back on God, and also our venial. Those little ways in which we offended God as well. All of them are healed because of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But my brothers and sisters, there's also though those daily little things. Because just like our graduates had the gusto of, you know what, the very first day of going to school as a kindergartner. The excitement of that, and your parents dropping them off, taking pictures with them, seeing them as they grow up. I remember my first time going to kindergarten. My mom takes the pictures. I went there that whole day, went home, and she says, how did it go? I said, it was great. And she says, so you ready to go back tomorrow? And I said, I've got to go again. Because each and every day was meant to build. Each and every single day to this very culmination, to where now you will be sent off. To college, to a job, to a vocational school, whatever it may be. It's that whole understanding that now comes the very time that, you know what, it doesn't stop. It's not with great fanfare every single day, but every single day the Holy Spirit will be with you because it's breathing upon you. It's being taken in. And that's the greatness about Jesus in this gospel. As He comes in their midst, He breathes on them and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit. I just give it to you in my breath. Like I breathed it into you on the moment of the day of your life, the moment I conceived you in the womb of your mother. So I continue to breathe it out into you each and every single day." And it's not always with fanfare, but it is in the very moment that you wake up that day to be able to breathe in the Holy Spirit to help you with virtues of being humble, to overcome the sin of pride, the virtue of being chaste, to overcome the sin of lust, the virtue of being generous, to overcome the sin of greed. My brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is meant to breathe out upon us so that we may take it in each and every single day. That we may be able to say, you know what, I want the help of God, and so I breathe you in. Lord, send forth your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. But most importantly, renew the face of my soul that has been made from the earth. Renew me. So that I, through the power of your Holy Spirit, may be living out the virtues you give to me each and every single day. To know that you're among me at every single moment. Because high school graduates, as you do go off to your different plans, as you will accomplish many great things, each and every single day, the Holy Spirit will be breathed upon you. It will be the air surrounding you. And even as adults, do we take it in? Do we simply say, yes, I want to receive this Holy Spirit. I want to receive this very breath of Jesus so that I may live a life of virtue, so that I may overcome my tendencies to sin, so that I may truly live as a child of God. And that, my brothers and sisters, is what we celebrate today. There is great gusto, great celebration, and to know, though, too, it's also in the ordinary, in just the common breath that Jesus bestows upon us, but is meant to be taken out. And that is why, at the very end of the liturgy, this very Paschal candle that we have incensed time and time again, that we have lit throughout the Paschal, well, throughout this Paschal season, this Easter season, will actually be carried out. It exits the church. As a symbol that we, when we leave from this church, are meant to bring this very breath of life, this Holy Spirit that has been breathed into us, to others. That we have been given a gift, and that gift is to be shared. Whether you go to K-State, KU, WSU, or wherever, bring the Holy Spirit. Breathe Him into you and be able to carry Him with you each and every single place you go. Bring the fire of God's love so that we may transform not only just our hearts, but the hearts of this entire world to bring them into the very loving embrace of God. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.